very busy. Many important matters require a king's attention.
I'm king now. King now.
I am
king.
I am
king.
I am
kiss it.
I am
kiss it again.
I am your fingers or your
king.
Doesn't
fingers
discuss
your
battle plans.
He's one.
But
your fingers or your tongue.
I am the king. I'm telling mother.
All right, hey, welcome everybody. We are super excited to have you here. Hey, we are so excited to have you guys here. My name is Christopher Catfish Gurman, and this is Fitton. You can still call him Bubby, even though it doesn't say. And we are the co-hosts of the Joffrey of Podcasts. I don't know if you've ever heard about it. A podcast that discusses the greatest character, real or fictional, in the history of the cosmos. And what we're going to do today is we're so excited to have you guys here to help us make this panel informative and fun, because as you can see, neither of us are either informative or fun. And so what today's panel is about is we're going to talk about why certain people lost the throne, or what they could have done to win the throne. And what we've done is, as you can see, we've got a bunch of characters here. If you want to talk about one of these characters, we're going to have you come up. We got mics on both sides. You can talk about what these characters could have done to win the throne, okay? If you don't see a head up here, you know, we've got the pictures here and the heads are up here. Some are still unclaimed. I don't know Walder Frey. I mean, this is an easy case to make for Walder.
Ancient Melisandre, still going.
Yeah. So if you, we're going to do a couple here to sort of give you an idea, and then we'll just have people come up. If you take issue with what someone has said, not in a confrontational way, but in an amusing way, feel free to take up the other microphone and contradict the person. Tell them why they weren't, why there's no way that would have gotten them the throne.
Okay.
Bubba, is there anything you want to say? Or you're going to start?
I say let's start right here. The Night King. Why I lost the Game of Thrones. You know, peeps, the biggest problem I really, really think is that I had a dragon and I did nothing with it. Like, if you saw Daenerys, she had a dragon, and she took all King's Landing. My dragon, you know, hung out in a courtyard so Jon Snow could yell at it. I could have won the Game of Thrones if I had used my dragon correctly, and, this is very important, if I had walked faster. Bran was right there. He was right there. I could have easily killed him, but, you know, a bit like Oberyn, I was going slow. I was enjoying this moment. I killed Theon. Holla. But then because I did that, I lost. And I took my eye off the prize.
Maybe a bit less of just this pose all the time. You know what I mean?
All right. Okay. Constructive criticism. Thank you. That hurt. That's triggering. But that's how I could have won the Game of Thrones. If I'd gone quicker, and if I had used my dragons, I would be sitting on the Iron Throne right now in King's Landing, booking.
All right. Now, the character I've picked is a lot easier than that sell.
What do you mean?
I've got Hot Pie. Now, we all know that Hot Pie's superpower was making delicious, delicious pastry.
Yummy.
All right? Now, Hot Pie's plan is the same plan that Cersei had. Let everybody fight it out, and I will take care of the scraps. So as we all know, good friend to Arya. After everything gets taken care of, Arya puts in a word, boom, King's Landing pastry chef to the royal family. Now that he's the pastry chef to the royal family, what does he do? He knows everybody in the kitchen. He poisons people one by one without suspicion.
I think until, at a certain point, there would be suspicion.
Well, there might be really suspicion. There might be suspicion, but he can still get away with it, you know, unless the royal family does what Joffrey should have done, which is taken all his food and drink baby bird style, okay, instead of drinking or eating directly from a cup or a plate. So once that happens, boom, Hot Pie, king, and then you know what that means? Delicious pastry for all. That's all right. How Hot Pie takes the throne.
Okay. So that's pretty good. Those seem like two legitimate ways the Night King or Hot Pie could have been on the Iron Throne.
I completely agree. So we've given you more difficult ones. If someone would like to talk about how the character they're holding could have won the throne. Please feel free to come on up, grab a microphone so everybody can hear you so that it can be saved for posterity.
Start with this person here in the front row who's ready to go. Hop up, grab that microphone, introduce yourself, character, and let's hear your story.
So I'm Eddard Stark. This is a very easy one. There's multiple options that I could have used to be able to become the King of Westeros. One, team up with Renly, obviously. I could have listened to Littlefinger and not trusted him and gone with Renly. Two, I could have stayed north, never went south, and then convinced Rob that he does not love Tayla. Talese.
Jane.
Yeah. Convinced that he does not love her and he needs to marry someone else, a Frey, no matter how potentially unattractive they are. It's not about love. It's about winning the throne. And battled... Oh.
Oh, boy.
Well, this was a very poor ending to my speech. Because it looks like I'm dead now.
Ned, still on brand. The head does not survive through his speech.
Let's give Eddard Stark a hand. Very good. I think we have another person who wants to talk about why they didn't win the Iron Throne and how they could have. Everybody, let's give a hand for Daenerys Targaryen.
What's up, guys? Daenerys' biggest mistake, naming Tyrion Hand of the Queen and keep on listening to him after he failed over and over and over again. So many mistakes. Like, man, let's go on an exhibition to take a single White Walker. Lost a dragon. It's a tough break. Really tough. What else?
So let's just pause this for a second. Let's see a show of hands. How many people believe Daenerys naming Tyrion as her hand to the queen was a mistake that cost Daenerys the crown? I see one hand, two hands. All right, okay. So, all right, Daenerys, you got to convince some other people that...
And how many people think that her biggest mistake was scorching innocent women and children? Okay, all right. Okay, so
about equal.
There's a little bit of pushback on your theory, but keep going.
You know, it's half and half. Like, if she just took King's Landing when she first arrived, she had to support, you know, the Dorne, and of course, she couldn't have known it at the time, but Jon Snow needed her help, and she could have made an alliance with Jon Snow. They had if she took King's Landing, she had a lot of a big power base to grow her power and eventually take over the rest of Westeros.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, so basically this is Tyrion's fault.
Yeah, I got to blame Tyrion. And then, you know, he gets promoted to Hand of the King to King Bran. It's
So basically you're expecting that last to not last long either then.
No, I think Tyrion's probably going to do a much better job governing in peace, but he's not cut out for war.
Daenerys, I have one final question, if that's okay.
Sure.
Why did you end up ruining the city you wanted to rule?
Just a tough day. It's a tough day, you know? But honestly, when I watched the show, I think, realistically, when she took it, it didn't feel as right as it should have felt. Because she had imagined all her life what it would feel like, but all the people that she knew are all dead, and she's very much alone, and it just didn't feel as good as she thought it did.
Man. Well, that's a great hand. Let's give Queen Daenerys a hand. Very good. Very good. We need someone else. Who else would like to explain why they lost the Game of Thrones? And I see everybody. She is the greatest mom in the world. Let's all give it up for Her Grace, Queen Cersei.
Yeah, shut up. I hate you all. In the 2.5 hours that it took Dany to get to the Red Keep, maybe I could have left through the back door. And then, since everybody's going to hate Dany afterwards and King's Landing is in rubble, I'm going to head back to Casterly Rock, where we still have all the gold. And I'm going to raise a new army. And I'm going to come back and remind everybody how much they love Tommen and how we share grief over Tommen in common. And maybe Tyrion will be on my side, and maybe he'll actually do things right for 5 minutes. Stinger missiles.
Ballistic missiles, yes. Ballistic missiles.
Yes, I forgot that Qyburn invented those. Thank you.
I think there's only... To me, the slightest pushback I'm going to put on this is, you know, the way, as we all know, to rally the people to her side would be to talk about how much they all miss Joffrey.
Not Tommen. I mean, Tommen jumped out a window. Hashtag weakness.
Oh, he was in love. The people love a good love story.
Does anybody have any other things Cersei could have / should have done? Let's go to the person right in the center.
She could have just shot Daenerys when they were calling out for Spoonbury.
She could have just shot Daenerys with a scorpion. And Drogon, exactly right.
When they were outside the wall, when we killed what's her face? We could have just killed him.
Any other ways, Queen Cersei, right here in the front row?
She could have never visited Maggie the Frog, since that was the entire route of her becoming the character she is, because she made was based on Maggie the Frog.
Now, has everybody heard that? They're saying Cersei could have won and been fine if she hadn't heard that prophecy and gone to that witch all those years ago. Mm. Those are pretty good. Queen Cersei, do you want to take any of those as a possible thing to take into heart? How do you feel about this feedback?
I feel like we definitely should have shot Dany when she was just sitting around like 3 feet away from the gate and we had all of our big crossbows up there. I want to add that we could have done a better job of killing Dany when she was nobody over in Essos.
Oh, good point. All right, let's give Queen Cersei a hand. Very good. Guys, we have another loser.
Our favorite doctor. Basically, I mean, he has had some great breakthroughs in science and used them to improve the world. So let's hear a little bit about Qyburn.
Right. Well, I am a very good scientist, if I do say so myself. It kind of sucks getting kicked out of Maester School, but I remained committed to my practice, to the science. I'm not much of a politician, though, and I kind of aligned maybe with the wrong people looking back in hindsight. Maybe instead of sticking with the Lannisters, I should have gone north and created 100 or 1,000 more or so of these bad guys, these mountain undead creatures, and then we wouldn't even have had to send the Dothraki first into battle. We could have gotten them all with my creation.
That is the
science.
I see a lot of heads nodding. Well, I see some heads nodding in the back. There's somebody raised a question right here.
How would you find nearly dead people like the mountain and that many to be able to take on the White Walkers?
Ooh, that's a good question. The Lannisters.
Okay.
All of them. Everyone in the South, they're all expendable, whatever.
Get rid
of the White Walkers, and then you know what? I'll also change the seasons while we're at it. I'll fix that and make them so that we have an equal winter and equal summer, and that should do it for the Iron Throne.
Qyburn, I see a question right here in the aisle.
What about
taking the dead in the Winterfell crypts, mountainizing them? Could that have led you to a victory?
Even a better idea. You see, like I said, I'm not really a politician. I have the other people, the smart people in the North, to make these decisions for me. So, and then I just work the science. Yeah.
So you're more like Bran. You just want to go off and do your own thing. But you don't want anyone to bother you.
Yeah, not really. I don't mind who I'm raising from the dead, who I'm killing to make into my creation, my Frankenstein's monster, just as long as I get to do it. It's really
we have a question again from the same person.
So you're allied with the Starks at this point.
Yes.
How do you yourself make it onto the throne?
Oh, well.
They want to know how you, Qyburn, make it onto the Iron Throne.
It's about time a scientist ran for king of the Seven Kingdoms, isn't it? What's with all these politicians? Let's get a scientist in there, yeah?
All right. Oh, Qyburn's getting some applause. Let's give a hand up for Qyburn, everybody. This is very impressive. So now we need more people. Oh, wait. Ooh, everybody. A great person who could have claimed the Iron Throne, but who lost the Game of Thrones, Jaime Lannister. Let's give a hand for Jaime Lannister, everybody.
Now just know, Jaime, there are some people in this room who don't have the Valyrian pass, so we might just do a Q&A with you, a small council Q&A with you, after we get this part. Okay? All right, sounds good.
So all Jaime would have had to do to win the Iron Throne is keep sitting on it when he killed King Aerys and Ned Stark barged into the throne room. Unfortunately, that wasn't on Jaime's mind at the time. So what we alternatively could have done is just stayed in the North, not go back down there for Cersei. Same thing still happens. Cersei's dead. Dany's dead. John's in exile, and comes time for the old gathering of all the lords and ladies of Westeros, I'm going to make the case that Jaime has the most experience and is the best suited for the Iron Throne. His dad served as the Hand of the King under King Aerys. His dad served as the Hand of the King under Joffrey. Tyrion was both the Hand of the King and Hand of the Queen. He had two children and a lover on the Iron Throne. So that puts Jaime, I think, as just as qualified, if not more, than King Bran the Broken.
Jaime Lannister 2020 is getting a lot of nods from the crowd. Does anybody have a question for Jaime? Or did everybody just agree? That's how Jaime should have sat on the damn throne.
There you go.
Jaime, I have a question for you. What was your favorite shooting location?
I'm going to say Dubrovnik. Uh-huh. That's the only one I can list off the top of my head.
Okay.
Apparently, Jaime has been doing a lot of drinking. So, Jaime, so it sounds to me like you're saying he's going to pick up the pieces after, you know, kind of things have ended the way they have now. So, what's your feeling about a queen? Are we talking Brienne, or have you moved on from Brienne?
Things had to end with Brienne.
Okay.
Take the Iron Throne, you have to leave Brienne.
All right, hold on. Let's see. Let's get a show of hands. Did Jaime need to leave Brienne if he wanted to be king?
No.
Oh, come on.
Okay, one.
There we go.
One solid. Cersei. You got one solid. Okay. Oh, wait. We have a second. Why should Jaime have left Brienne as he did? Man, these are good thoughts. Sorry, this person right here. Here, stand up. Stand up. Oh, come on.
No, don't withdraw it.
What is your point, sir? All right. Everybody, do we have any other questions for Jaime? Right here.
Who does he marry instead?
He doesn't marry anyone. Jaime doesn't need a woman. Jaime can rule this kingdom by himself.
Guys.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
We do have a question in the aisle.
I'm going to like to stick up for Brienne because we obviously have a precedent of the captain of the King's Guard fucking the queen. So,
I'm willing to hear that case.
Of the King's Guard, Brienne could totally just keep that precedent on.
Let's do it. You've changed my mind.
Oh.
Convinced.
We have made a love connection, everyone.
This really seems like a tradition that's worth keeping. I agree with you. I agree with you, sir. You know, what is life without tradition? And let's just start it. You really got to protect them. It's like being a body man for the president or woman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's give Jaime Lannister a hand. He did great. And he'll be signing autographs. Do we have anyone else? We have someone stepping in. Here's a
Lord
painful
Baelish.
Loser.
Let's hear it.
Littlefinger. Let's give Littlefinger a hand, everyone. He's...
Boo!
Don't boo Littlefinger. He's my favorite.
The reason he lost was he was just too conniving and too scheming. He made too many plans, and they weren't just not cohesive enough to actually win the Iron Throne. For me, what he should have done to win would be that he shouldn't have actually killed Lysa Arryn, and he could have really have ruled from a strength of power in the veil, not just as the Lord Protector.
I think that's a good...
Yeah! That's exactly right! That was the point!
Now, let me ask you a question, because honestly... you know, without some of your machinations, you would have still just been a monger of sex workers in King's Landing.
Not a bad thing.
So, I mean, you did get pretty far doing some of your schemes. So, why exactly was it the killing Lysa Arryn was the problem?
Just because I feel like the Lords of the Vale in the show versus obviously is a little bit different, but I don't think they trusted him enough. And... Robin Arryn was just way too weak, and Lysa was a much stronger, at least character, in the books. So she would have given him more power than anything that Robert Arryn could have given him.
No, I agree. Do we have questions for Lord Baelish about what he could have done, should have done? I really think you were doing great, Baelish, until you tried to pit the sisters against each other. I know it worked for the Tully sisters, but the Stark sisters, not so much, buddy.
Yeah, that was my bad scheme.
So just to be clear, tossing Lysa out was okay. It was the Starks. It was when you started messing with the smart Starks.
That was the one that really screwed me.
Okay, all right. Well, let's give a hand to Littlefinger. He did very, very well. He went far. He lasted to season 7. He was great.
He did. And now, does anybody have any? We still got some heads up here. In fact, even if somebody has done a head, you could still do a head if you like.
I think you should do the bald gentleman over there. So everybody, we're going to hear from the Mountain. Mountain, why did you lose the Game of Thrones? Why did you lose, and what could you have done to win?
Me keep a heavy grudge with brother. Simple. Right there, queen go by. Brother still angry. Instead, me tell brother, let's be friends again. You know, big deal. I burn you. Look at me. Me not look so good. But me not angry with you anymore. Then, you know, me and brother make friends. We just take everyone out. No one can beat us, you know. And then we go up to the throne room. I say, brother, so beautiful. Look out the window. Boom, brother, go out window. And then me take over.
Yeah?
Yeah, tell Qyburn, make me pretty broad. Like this one. Pretty broad. I take pretty broad. We rule kingdom forever. Me never die.
That's pretty convincing, Mountain. Now, do we have any questions for the Mountain on what he could have done, what he should have done? Anybody?
Mountain, answer any question. Yes, over here, Mountain. Well, that was a simple miscommunication. I meant to pat him on shoulder. Instead, me crush him. So maybe me not get woman.
Aww. You've made Mountain sad.
Look, I never ask for be made like this. You know, me not happy with the way me look.
You're beautiful on the inside. Do we have other questions? We have a question right here. Yes.
Call me Your Grace.
Sorry, Your Grace. Your Grace.
Do you still have the toy that caused you to burn Sandor in the first place? And if that was the way to make amends with him, would you give him that toy?
Okay, I'm just going to repeat this for the audio recording. So Her Grace, Queen Cersei, wants to know, Mountain, your problem with your brother, it happened when he borrowed your toy. Mm-hmm. And you didn't like that. He, for some reason, wouldn't get over it, that you stuck his face in the fire. But do you still have the toy? What do you do with it?
Me always keep rubber ducky special place. And so I give him toy for a moment. That maybe that the way I do it. I drop toy on the floor. Oh, look, toy on floor. Push out window.
So, Mountain, I'm still a bit confused. You're going to claim the Iron Throne by not fighting your brother, but then suddenly killing your brother later when he's not suspecting it.
Yeah. He take rubber ducky. Me never forgive that. You forgive? How many here? Brother, sister, play with toy. You forgive? No, throw out window. Agree? Agree.
I see a lot of nodding heads, Mountain. Mm-hmm. You've come to their side. Does anybody have any further questions for Sir Gregor? If not, thank you, Mountain. You did a wonderful job. And you really could
Whoa. One more question.
What if there's no windows?
What if there's no
windows? What if there's no windows?
Well, you think that trick question? No, cannot trick me. You seen how strong I am? When I throw someone, that make window. Even if no window, now, window. Oh, me got sense of humor back.
So good. Now, here's somebody right now. Let's give somebody who knows nothing, let's give a hand for Jon Snow, everybody.
So this is Jon Snow. First thing that I would do is not tell Sansa because she can't keep a secret for shit. And two,
yeah.
Right after I beat the Night King, I would take one for the team and fuck Daenerys so she doesn't go crazy apeshit. Use her to take King's Landing, and then when everything's done, stab her then, and then you're the king.
Whoa!
Holy cow, me thought I was dark.
I should point out, quickly, this is an adult panel, so we apologize.
Oh, sorry.
All right, Jon Snow, we have a question in the aisle.
Just marry her, you are already fucking, and she's down with it. She likes your vibe. Just marry her, you guys get to be like William and Mary of England.
Well, yeah, you have to put out, though, when you get married, though. So if you don't put out, then Queen gets angry, so.
Jon Snow, you're making some jaws drop with your positions. Let's go to this person raising their hand. Yes.
Drogon grabbed Daenerys' body and just flew off. I don't think anybody actually saw him do it. And if people came up, like, what happened? It's like, man, Dragon went crazy. Just took me. I guess I just flew on her place for a while.
All right, let me restate this for the audio recording. So we have a brilliant idea, possibly brilliant idea in the audience.
It's certainly less jaw-dropping.
So the pitch is you stab Daenerys, you stab your aunt with a sword. Then when her body's gone, you run out to Grey Worm and blame Drogon with a kidnapping. The blame Drogon defense, Jon Snow, seems like it's having some people agree with it. What do you think, Johnny?
I think John could have said, Danny tried to, like, get on the throne. She slipped on, like, some ash, and she impaled herself on this, like, loose dagger. So it's plausible.
It certainly is more plausible than anything else that anyone has brought up today.
Well, I love that Jon Snow is still looking for the real killers. This time later, I saw another hand raised. So, other questions for Jon? I don't want this to end, Jon Snow.
Who knows what's going to happen next?
Does anybody have any other ways Jon Snow might have solved this dilemma that he faced in that final episode?
I have a question for you. I'm not sure that you needed to do any of this to take the throne. What, you know, you sort of have that sort of stark weakness that everything sort of has to be right and okay. So why not just live on? Just even after you stabbed Daenerys, you still had a chance to be on the throne. You know, there was that whole, you know, you could have interrupted Tyrion's 10-minute monologue about who should have been on the throne and just said, pipe down, it's me.
He was in a cell when
I wasn't
Tyrion.
Invited to that meeting.
Right. He didn't get the evite. That is a good defense. Now I saw someone saying, just take the throne. You had the opportunity, John. They're saying you just sat on the throne before Drogon melted it. Drogon would have taken his anchor out some other way. We wouldn't have to go to Haverty's and get some furniture. We could still have some chairs there in the throne room. Okay, this is brilliant. I love that. Anything else? Any other? Oh wait, hand right here. Uh-oh. We have a hand raised from Daenerys.
Someone's got a personal investment in this decision.
No, actually, I think that after John kills Nate, I think he should have killed Grey Worm because Grey Worm was for Daenerys' cause and he knew Daenerys was wrong. So he should have just killed him instead of letting Grey Worm arrest him. And then, you know, he wouldn't have been.
Oh, now this is the good point that Jon Snow, after having killed Daenerys, instead of moping, which is, as we all know, is Jon Snow's default in life, is to take action and go kill Grey Worm. Instead of waiting around for who knows what he did. You know, we didn't see that scene, but I'm sure it went, Grey Worm came up and Jon just went, I did it. And then just take me, put me in jail.
Yeah, there's not much left to challenge him. Like... besides the multiplying Dothraki that came out of nowhere, so.
Okay. We have a couple questions. Let's go to this gentleman.
Yeah, the plan is actually fine. Honestly, once you kill Daenerys, like, she was like, I don't know. Trial by combat. Who wants to step up? There's like three people who have possibly a chance of winning that fight.
Oh, Jon Snow, they're saying you could have asked for a trial by combat. How many people like, raise your hand if you like the trial by combat option after you do a little queen slang. Oh, that's pretty good, pretty good. I saw another hand right here.
Let's just say, like, after Jon Snow kills Daenerys, if he could have just got back to his horses, he could have at that point outnumbered, or at least very evenly matched with the Unsullied and the Dothraki. And once he's back to his army, Grey Worm, the Unsullied, and the Dothraki just want, they're leaderless. They're just like, yeah, let's just bounce. You know, they have no reason to be in Westeros, really, except to follow Dany, and that reason no longer, you know, exists.
Okay. All right. This is all sound reasoning.
The difference between this and some of these other people is that he really had a chance and just...
He blew it.
Just like, no, I'll go north of the wall because life is great there.
Aw. All right. Anyone else? Anybody else want to step forward? Or any other questions for John? Let's give... Oh, wait. Sorry. We do... Oh, sorry. Your Grace.
But wait, would he see me coming?
I'm sorry, did you say that John should wheel Bran out a window?
Well, he's already killed Daenerys and Grey Worm, you know. Why don't you get that taste?
Gotta commit to the decision.
I mean, I have always complained that John should be a little bit stronger, but people have gone a lot further in this panel than even I ever have. Yes.
So the real tragedy, too, is that this guy's been ducking responsible his whole life, and he's going to go up above the wall, and the first thing that's going to happen is they're going to let that guy king of the free folk, and there's not going to be anywhere else for him to run.
No. Ooh.
Well, who?
HBO sequel series.
He's certainly probably going to fall in love with a woman that he'll end up killing again. So there's probably, it seems like that's his lot in life.
Okay, he didn't kill Ygritte. He just was there when she died. Completely different. He just trained the person, Ollie, who killed her. So it's not the same. Oh, we have a question right there with the arm up.
I think John kind of won, though, in a way, because he gets to hang out with Tony. That's a win. I would like to have had a choice to say, no, I don't want it, because I don't think he ever won. It makes his namesake worthless, but I would at least like a choice.
This is a great point that someone ends up on the throne, but the real winner is the person who gets to hang out with Tormund. Because I think I 100% agree with that. Because what's better than Tormund stories?
I could have hung with Tormund. Any final questions for Jon Snow?
All right, well, thank you very much,
Jon. Thank Jon Snow. They say he knew nothing, but he knew a lot. He was pretty smart.
Yeah, he also said some things I've never heard before. So he definitely has learned somewhere. So we still have some people up here. We have Euron.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Okay,
right here.
Yes, excellent. Excellent.
You got Melis. Oh, here we go. Oh, my goodness. The Night King, everybody. Here we
okay,
go.
Okay, excellent. Let's hear this.
Hello, everyone. I'm the Night King. I'll be doing a set here real quick. Some stand-up. Okay, so if I wanted to, right, what we're doing is take the throne, right?
Yeah, how you how did, Night King, I got to be honest with you, you didn't win the Iron Throne.
Yeah, that was, in hindsight, that was my bad. So here's the thing, I had this great army and I, like, could kill people and raise them back from the dead. We made it from the north all the way down to the south, pretty impressive, so remember that I'm still impressive. My problem is that I was a little too focused on one person rather than all the people, and my focus distracted me, and then I guess Arya was fast enough to just breeze through everybody, and I was blinded by my focus on Bran, and so she got me. But what I would have done is I would have just kept marching forward and not cared about Bran and just kept trying to kill everybody until they're all in with me, and then I would sit on the Iron Throne. That's what I would have done, because Bran didn't do nothing for me. Remember when he warged and he like came into my army and then I grabbed his arm? Nah, I'd have been fine. I was just, I was a little blinded by that focus. So that's what I would have done.
Do we have any questions for the Night King? Right here. Arm up.
Why did you take 7 seasons to walk?
All right. Let me tell you, here's the thing.
Just for the audio recording, people want to know, Night King, 7 seasons to walk 2 miles. any thoughts?
So here's the thing. As you can see, a lot of everybody that I raised from the dead were pretty thin. We wanted to walk to keep that figure up. So we walked all those miles just so we could keep that up. Plus, we wanted you to know that we can't walk fast, right? Like, the White Walker, or the Whites can run all awkwardly and stuff. I have to walk slow. It's just part of my demeanor. It's just who I am. So that's what's up. They got to follow me, you know what I'm saying? I got a dragon, but the dragon gets tired. So I just got to walk it out.
We have a question.
It's actually more just another comment.
Another comment.
You were also dealing with storms everywhere you went.
Right, you had bad weather, so
right.
We understand why
problem.
It took you so long.
That's the problem. The White Walkers couldn't deal with the inclement weather. Okay, good point.
Unfortunately, we don't do well in the sun, so as we got farther south, we started to slow down a little bit. We're like, oh, God, it's getting a little too warm for us. So then I had to do some more of my this. And I think, you know what, I would have gotten the throne, too, if I would have just said one word, like, at all. Everybody would have just been so confused, they'd just... frozen, and then I just walked up to the throne. Just walked on up. I just said one thing.
What do you want to tell us what that one thing would be?
Let's see. Hello? I'm the Night King. I got made by the Children of the Forest, but I just want you all to know that, like, I also have, like, feelings, so could you guys maybe just, like, let me have this?
All right, all right.
Could you imagine?
I'm pretty sure Jeb Bush used that routine. It didn't work for
right.
him.
Right, Night King, I've got next. Y'all. Right.
Oh, we have a question, Arma.
Hey, what's up?
Ooh, man, they're questioning your tactics, Night King. To repeat for the audio recording, you could have marched a lot of different places. You could have gone to King's Landing, which didn't have a faceless assassin, 4'10" killer.
Right.
Why'd you choose Winterfell? I guess, once again, you said you were obsessed with Bran.
So here's the thing. The Night King, yeah, you know, I could have marched farther. Now, the Night King knows that, but Janelle, she forgot that the Night King only made it to the north. So, tracing back to what I said, I never made it to King's Landing, but I forgot that. So, what happened was I could have marched farther, and you know what, now that I think about it, that's a good idea, because we could have just gotten through everybody there, started marching farther south, but I was so blinded again by Bran, and you know what, we would have had to deal with the heat, but that's why they invented fans, so we'd be all right.
Okay, so we know
I agree with you.
The real problem is that the Night King did not have you as a Hand of the King.
That's right.
There you go.
The White Walkers.
Better advice.
Let's give the Night King a hand,
thank
everybody.
You.
So good. Just so you know, we still have Euron Greyjoy, King of the Iron Islands.
Yeah, we only have a few minutes left, but you can still come up with your own, or we've got Euron, Walder, or Arya.
All right, we have somebody coming up right now. Let's give this volunteer a hand, everybody.
Walder Frey right here. There you go, Walder Frey.
Now,
again, could be Arya. Your choice.
Yes, it is me, in fact, Arya, wearing Walder Frey's face. Seemingly forgot that talent after this, though, and could have had Daenerys' face, Jon's face, anyone's face I wanted to, but forgot that I had that talent.
So, Arya, what was it that made you sour on the power that you so thirsted for earlier in your life?
Well, once I pulled the prank on Sansa where she saw the faces in my bag, I really didn't have a need for it anymore.
Got it. Also, I just want to emphasize the use of the word prank.
It was not, good, it was not, good prank, though.
Not threat, just a prank. Got it. Understood.
All right, Arya. Arya, I have to be honest. I didn't know you wanted the Iron Throne, but you're saying that possibly you could have just thrown on a face, maybe Daenerys' face? What is your plan? Did you want the Iron Throne? How could you have gotten it, Arya?
Well, didn't really need the Iron Throne. No true want for it, but after seeing how Braavos is run so smoothly, I picked up a few ideas over there from the Faceless Men, from the Iron Bank, the Waif, and really just came back with some better political views.
Okay, all right.
Summer abroad helps.
Yeah, yeah. But Arya's horizons broadened.
Do we have questions for Arya? People love you, Arya. This is interesting. They don't have any questions for you. Do you have any catfish for Arya that really you wonder about? Well, how about this? Oh, sorry. I was going to say, how about this? Arya, you didn't wear a face when you killed the Night King. You didn't want to wear any face when you went and did that kill. You wanted everybody to know it was you. You wanted Bran to know it was you.
So I was waiting to take Jon's face after the dragon roasted him. But we started running out of time. He was about to get Bran. Things were really just, it was a time crunch.
Arya runs out of time. Yes. Your Highness.
Arya, between the time that you killed Walder, and the time that you killed the rest of the Preys was about a fortnight, I understand. Everybody had left. Everybody had to come back. You had to make the peace. Mm-hmm. During that time, you were living as Walder. Did you have relations with his wife?
We're getting very personal.
This
just
panel.
The daughters.
Oh. All right.
All right. Good. That's good information.
Let's give Arya / Walder Frey a hand. Eye-opening panel right there.
It is an eye-opening panel.
Right.
Please,
here.
Please, you're going to take Euron. Yep. Excellent. There's Euron.
All right. Here's our pirate. Let's give a hand for volunteering for Euron Greyjoy.
First thing I would have done is not suck to the show like and be awesome like I am in the books. I would have brought Dragonbinder with me, and I would have binded a dragon to myself, and I would have just roasted everyone like I think he's going to do in the books, starting with Old Town. Secondly, I would have actually made through with my plan and actually married Daenerys and not gone to Cersei, because one dragon's great, but controlling three is definitely a lot better.
Now, quick question. I'm going to address Show Euron, if you don't mind.
That's fine.
Show Euron, have you ever considered that maybe if you hadn't stopped going to Sex Addicts Anonymous and weren't so focused on making it with Cersei, that if you'd focused sort of on being king, that maybe this would have helped you?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I had 1,000 ships. So, I mean, I had what I needed, but I just need a drag.
I'm just saying, it feels like on your list that, you know, taking over the kingdom was number two, and having sex with Cersei was number one.
Priorities. We have a question right here in the front.
I disagree with that. I would actually, I would probably upgrade it. I would make a weirwood drift crown. And then when it finally becomes stone and I can't wear it anymore, it would really suck. But that's what I would do.
Euron, we have a question, but I want to jump in with a question first. Euron, I kind of thought you might have done well if, okay, all your fleet got roasted, you make it to shore, there's a boat waiting there, and rather than getting in that boat and getting out of Dodge, you're like, oh, I'm going to fight Jaime for some reason. I kind of think that was a big mistake, buddy.
I agree.
No, I didn't.
I wasn't a big fan of the Dane Bowl, you know, whatever they called it. Yeah, I would have definitely, in retrospect, I would have actually just hopped in my boat and went back to my island, regathered my forces, probably killed Yara or Asha. You know, however you really want to look at it.
You're going to kill both the book and show version of the character. Good.
Absolutely.
Okay. We had a question right here in the front.
Yeah. How do you handle that Viterion is actually the one who's going to bind the dragon to himself?
Oh, uh-oh. Euron, got book reader questions.
Euron's the only one who has to answer book reader questions.
Well, because I'm actually most likely trying to become a god type figure, as they do in the books. He's not going to actually bother me. I'm going to be able to magic him out of there.
Oh, that purple drank. All right.
It really sounds like everyone's come up with a good plan for Euron.
I know. Pretty good. Pretty good. Do we have any other questions for Uncle Euron Greyjoy? Anybody else? All right. Let's give Uncle Euron Greyjoy a hand. Okay, guys, we have only 3 minutes left, and the way this panel's going to end is that we talked about how all of these characters might have ended up, you know, how they could have won. They lost the Game of Thrones, but now we saw how they could have won. Now you guys are going to get to vote. You've heard everything. You've heard everybody's do-over plan. You've heard them all. Who would you want on the Iron Throne? So let's start kind of in the order we went. So we had Eddard Stark.
Did the plan you heard for Eddard, did that make the most sense? Did you think of all the plans you heard today?
You want him on the Iron Throne, Eddard. One vote, yes?
Yeah. Another key that I think he was, Robert, when he was on his deathbed, invited dead, and told everyone to get out. So there's no witnesses. So I was like, hey, people, just come back. Let's have some few witnesses to see what...
All right, that's dope.
All right, I like it. Well, let's keep voting, though, because we want to go just down the line super quick. Of all the plans you heard today, who had the best plan to recapture the Iron Throne? Was it Ed?
Hands up for Ed Stark.
No,
sorry. We didn't even get to Lysa Arryn, so I'm going to assume nobody wants to vote for her. Next up, we had Jaime. How many people would have been happy with Jaime on the Iron Throne? Ooh. Oh, look at that. That is pretty good. One, two, three, four, five. All right. Very good. That's six. All right. Next up. I think this is Jaime. Next up. It's Melisandre. Now, we didn't talk to her. Did anybody? I saw somebody make a face that looked like disgust. Did anybody want to vote for Melisandre to end up on the Iron Throne to win the... Okay. Somebody just flipped me off. Great. Okay. All right. Littlefinger. How many people think Littlefinger, based on his
plan.
New strategy...
Okay. Remember, you can only vote once, so you can't vote for Euron, too.
Anyone want Littlefinger on the Iron Throne?
Okay, we got one. The...
No, you can vote as many times as you want. Oh, okay there right. You go. Oh, we got another little. All right, the three.
Okay, good. Sorry. Go ahead. All right, hurry up.
All right, yeah, we're running out of time. Sorry. Night King. Anybody want Night King? Oh, hell yeah. Look at these hands up for the Night King. One, two, three, four, five. That king might be in the lead, man.
Well, how many was it?
It was like eight, man. Okay, all right. Sorry, who's next?
I'm going to say nine.
All right, Varys. Oh, we didn't talk about him. He was a loser, too. Oh, that's sad.
Oh, my God. Okay, what about Walder Frey / Arya?
No. Oh, we got one vote for Arya.
Okay, one. That's not going to cut it.
Danny.
Danny?
Oh, Cersei next. How many want Queen Cersei on the Iron Throne? Ooh, this is... Okay. Ooh, this is going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 for Cersei.
Daenerys.
How many people wanted Daenerys on it?
Okay. All right.
This is...
You're on? No. All right. Quick, we're almost done. Jon Snow.
How about Jon? Oh, Jon Snow just took the lead. Oh, my God.
Come on. I didn't come up.
The Mountain. How many people want the Mountain? Oh, you couldn't dethrone Jon Snow. Qyburn, anybody? I like Qyburn.
Qyburn was great. Oh, no. It was...
Sansa.
How about Sansa? Yeah, she wasn't here. Anybody wanted Sansa on the Iron Throne? Raise your hand.
All right, so it was... The Night King was super close. But it almost was the Night King, but it ended up as Jon Snow.
Let's give a hand to your new king, Jon Snow.
Thank you, everyone,
Thank
for
you
coming
for attending.
And for participating. You guys made it awesome. I'm Christopher Gurman. You can hit me up at CJGman67.
I'm @FitAndTrim on Twitter.
And you can hear us on
The Joffrey of Podcasts. Thank you,
Yay!
Guys. Take them. All these things have to go. Grab any picture, any head you want.
Picture or head. Take the picture or head.
I know. How sad.
Thank you for volunteering.
I made it a bit.
Picture and head, whatever you like.
Nice.
We're proud of you.
Oh, you did good, folks.
Call me weird.
Poor Eliza.
You gotta pay for crippled bastards.
It's Eliza.
Not cases.
Positive podcasting during the day. It was really nice. While everybody else was being super negative.
Right. What I wanted.
Is there anything you want to say, or you're gonna start? Now,